Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music. It's not that big a deal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rocking the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome all to April 2023 new music. I'm really so happy about the response. We got a bumper crop of calls and emails and voice files this month, and it's really exciting. And we're going to start off with three callers today. And it's great when two listeners, independent of each other, in this case, in entirely different countries, pick the same music. Love it when that happens on our show. And it lined up perfectly. They picked the same album, but didn't pick the same song from it. So it's great. We're going to hear two songs from a group today, as well as some singing in Swedish. Thank you. Might know where that's coming from. And we will have an action-packed schedule as we go on through April New Music. So if you submitted your call and you don't hear it in the first couple days, don't fret, because we got a whole bunch to get to. It's going to be really exciting, April, and I'm glad we have started early. And I want to thank Jim very much for kicking us off. So without further ado, he's got it.
Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Scotland with my new music picks for April. Boy oh boy, what a bumper month of great new music. Not only two Neil Young official bootleg releases in the legendary Somewhere Under the Rainbow and Ducks bootlegs getting released, but also fantastic new albums from Natalie Merchant and Rodrigo y Cabriela. However, none of these make my new music picks for April. First up, and sneaking in under the wire with a 27th of April release, is an immaculately produced slice of power pop goodness, replete with harmony vocals, hand claps, and a surprising but very welcome, decidedly shreddy guitar solo. Hints of Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe here, but Perfect Crime by Ransom and The Subset is 2 minutes and 37 seconds of pure power pop perfection. I'm sure many in the community will enjoy it immensely.
Remember when I was a kid? Didn't have the things that the other kids did. But I can take a chance that I'll see. Come on, girl. A look from you that says it's me. Now I'm walking through the shiny thin shop. Passing through the food court and the wannabe cops. Tells me all the things that she wants. I want to wait right there. I get it to you. I can break it, I can take it, I can run away down the road. The cars where my baby waits. Find home, I get there in the nick of time. Lumber girl, you know she is my perfect. I can spend some time right here. Take a shot of Jack. Just to have you here for one night. Come on, girl, my heart is pumping. I just might, you know, the road I've never been. Clearly a predicament I got myself in. Gotta keep my lady happy, I'm not dumb. Crack that safe and on the run. I can break it, I can take it, I can run away. Down the road, the car's where my baby waits. Find home.
Next up is Chosen to Deserve from Rat Saw God, the new album from Asheville, North Carolina band Wednesday. The album as a whole is one of the most striking and singular I've heard in a long time. Part Sonic Youth and My Bloody Valentine, part Drop-By Truckers, but with a rootsy sensibility underneath the biting lyrics of singer Carly Hartzman. Chosen to Deserve encapsulates everything that is so good about the album as a whole. Noisy, angsty, cutting, but with a rich sense of tradition and melody. One of the highlight albums of the year so far for me. Well, that'll do for this month's selections. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. In the meantime, I have a long essay on Depeche Mode to get written. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Every day.
La 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 la. Hello peoples, this is Niklas calling in from Sweden, still celebrating the promotion of Ipswich Town FC to the championship. And I do apologize to all of you that don't follow football, but this is huge for me. Anyway, those are the good news. Here are the bad news. I have not seen one single essay on my desk. But I guess that's what happens when you just meet up with Highland Park Harry and wanders off. I mean, any guy in detention would just, skip it, basically. So I guess that was what's happened, really. Anyway, one of the essays were supposed to be on Division 7, Division 7, if you remember, their brilliant debut album from January. And now they've released another single that is not on the album. And they released this single called Slursam in Tid in April. And it's just fantastic. It's just a shame that most of you guys don't know Swedish, because their lyrics are really, really good. Very dark lyrics, but such a banger. Slösa min tid. For the second pick, I'm going to go with another Swedish band called Junior Briel. They also sing in Swedish, so apologies once again. And they are a little bit more synth-driven, but still some guitars in there. Two brothers, and they have had some promising EPs, and their last album was pretty good as well. But this one is really, really good. The song I would like you to play from the album is called Domedags Drömmar, which is Dreams of the Doomsday. And the song is called Håll mig nära, Hold Me Close. And I forgot to say that Slösa min tid in Swedish means waste my time. That's the Division 7 song. So those are my picks for new April music. And if you don't mind, I'll now go back to celebrating the mighty Ipswich Town FC. Everyone take care. Talk to you next month. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Out new indie music, but when it's a band with local ties and they call their album Rat Soul God, well, you have my attention. The band is called Wednesday, and they're from Asheville in my home state. And the chief songwriter, Kelly Hartzman, is from Greensboro, where I've lived and worked for more than 20 years. Her lyrics are very focused on the suburbs, in tunes like Hot Rotten Grass Smell and TV on the Gas Pump. Rolling Stone compares Wednesday to another great North Carolina band, Superchunk, and other influences are clear from a covers album that they did last year. They cover Big Star, Drive-By Truckers, Vic Chestnut, and the Smashing Pumpkins. Also, there's more than a hint of metal in a couple of their tunes, while other ones are quite country. Add all this together with a woman vocalist, and that's what you get with Rat Saw God. Bath County is probably the best summation in a song of what they do. Thanks to Jim and Patrick for the show and for our community. Love to all the interns, and as always, death to false metal.
I can walk on water too. I can raise the dead. We join.
Thanks, everybody, very much for calling in. Thank you, Joe, Steven, of course, and Niklas. Always great. And we're going to have to get all over Wednesday because they have made quite an impression all over the world. And a band from Asheville, which is really cool, too. So that is one to watch out for. We're going to have a whole bunch of calls tomorrow. Going to get some more new music picks at you. April really was a bumper month, as Steven said. There was a lot of good records that came out in that month. So, so glad to be able to share it all with you guys. All right. With that, that'll do for today. We will be back to talk to you tomorrow. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and we'll speak to you then.
La 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 la.